Hear that sound? That's Sony's amazing new A9 camera, an expensive but fascinating piece of technology that's produced the fastest autofocus I've yet to see in the smallest professional-grade camera that I've come across. And bad news alert, the camera cost $4,500 for starters. I know it's pricey, but let me tell you about it anyway. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, and you are listening to Talking Tech. As longtime listeners of the show know, I've been enamored with Sony's innovation in cameras for many years. The company is a distant number three to Canon and Nikon, but in terms of breakthroughs, Sony just rolls over them. Sony is the company that makes the image sensors found on most smartphones, including the iPhone and Samsung Galaxy, and most DSLRs from Canon and Nikon as well. The company doesn't lead in audio or television like it once did, but in cameras, it has found ways to make bodies that are smaller, lighter, easier to operate, and that just outperform the competition in low light. The A7S from 2013 broke the low light barrier. Now the A9 does it with speed. The camera is marketed to sports photographers for its rapid-fire 20 frames a second shooting. I brought the camera along to a bike race where cyclists were barreling around a corner, and with my finger down on the 20 frames a second shutter, I was able to get really sharp shots at less than a split second without having to worry about missing anything. And that's great, but for me, it all comes down to the focus. Shooting on smartphones is easy. Everything is always in focus. But when you graduate to a professional camera where the image chip is 20 times the size and thus potentially way sharper, fast focus can be a challenge. It takes a lot of practice and skill to keep up, especially at a sporting event where people are moving all over the place. So at the bike race, my shots were tack sharp, and you can imagine how fast these cyclists were going. It was hard to keep up. I also brought the A9 to a volleyball tournament, and I had similar results, but my best time with the camera was for street photography. I brought the A9 to crazy wacky Venice Beach on a Saturday afternoon, grabbing super sharp and colorful candids of the street performers and vendors doing their thing. The goal was that I would be so fast none of them would see me shooting them, and that's exactly what happened. I invite you to take a look at the shots on my website, jeffersongraham.com. The downside of the A9 is that it's really expensive, and the 20 frames a second shooting is both a help and a hindrance. Yes, you get all those shots, but you also have to spend more time at the computer going through them all. I mean, at the bike race, I spent about a half an hour, and I shot 1,000 pictures. Fellow photographers I know say Sony still doesn't have enough available big lenses for them to consider ditching Nikon or Canon, and that's true. Where are the huge 300, 400, and 500 millimeter lenses that sports photographers regularly use at games? This is all true. The good news, however, for our listeners is that Sony's focus breakthrough will clearly be passed on to lower price models in the near future. That's how it usually works in technology. The Tesla car starts out at $100,000, and a few years later, gosh, a new model is $35,000. So either splurge and spend the big money today, or wait a while to get super sharp photos that will amaze your friends. I'm Jefferson Graham, and you have been listening to Talking Tech. Look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham, and don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. Check out my Venice gallery shot on the A9 on jeffersongraham.com. And if you have a moment, please rate the show and leave your comments on our Apple Podcast page or wherever you listen to fine online audio. We'd love to hear what's on your mind.